Hello and welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Today's edition is number 2329 and it's being recorded on Thursday the 19th of June. I'm Alison Aplin and I'm joined today by Roger Ryan. Coming up in part one, we have news about the city taken from the evening news, a few letters to the evening news and a feature from Keith Skipper. Now here's Roger to tell you more.
Hello. First of all, we'd like to offer a warm welcome to a new listener, Mrs. Shirley Milton of Harleston. We do hope you enjoy our recording. Well, straight into city news now, as the lineup for the Lord Mayor's weekend is announced. There are calls to clean up St Stephen's and works to St Andrew's Hall are coming to an end, hopefully soon. But there are noise problems involved too. Then, for those who want to go further afield, flights to Dublin from the city may resume. And if it's football you're interested in, the city's football club completes the signing of two new players. The lineup for the Lord Mayor's Weekend 2025 has been revealed. The city will be filled with live music and plenty of entertainment during the three-day celebration, which will take place on Friday, July 11th and Sunday, July 13th. On Friday, musical artists including Kitty Perrin, DJ Steve Scratch Whirly and Dumbfoundus will take to the stage on Hay Hill for Norwich's summer sessions. On Saturday, Chapelfield Gardens will be filled with fairground rides, face painting, balloon magic, crafts, dinosaur shows and a mermaid tank. The Lord Mayor's procession, which will begin at 3 p.m, with a host of local performers showcasing their skills around the Summer in the City theme. The official after-party will be held at the Adrian Flux waterfront, where my old mate Dave Rowntree from Blur will be playing a DJ set. Finally, on Sunday, there'll even be more live local music on Hay Hill. And independent traders and entertainers will be in attendance at the Norwich Lane Summer Fair. The Great Norwich Duck Race is another highlight that'll run on the weekend.
A key shopping street has been branded rubbish by city folk, despite it having a multi-million pound revamp just 3 years ago. St Stephen Street has been slammed for its empty units and litter strewn across the pavement, with one shopper calling it the wilderness for how empty it looks. This has led to calls for more to be done to improve the area, with Joshua Bamfield, director of the Centre for Retail Research in Norwich, saying it needs to be more accessible to people. Norwich City Councillor Emma Hampton said the council has now looked at adding adjusting bins near the Poundland bus stop to help catch litter before it hits the ground.
The owner of a cafe in a city street popular with al fresco diners has blasted loud drilling outside his business for keeping customers away. Roland Schreiber, who owns Espresso Cafe in St George's Street, says the racket to install EV charging points at St Andrew's Hall has been affecting his trade. He said, "It's obviously damaging our business for people who want to enjoy our catering offering outside in this fantastic weather." The work has been delayed again and the halls are now scheduled for a winter reopening. Norwich City Council initially received £3.6 million to refurbish the 700-year-old site.
Holidaymakers in Norwich could soon be enjoying direct flights to the Irish capital again after 16 years. A document has revealed that a request has been made to Dublin Airport for a new flight slot to Norwich Airport. Airport Coordination Limited, which is a slot coordinator, has released its winter 2025 report for Dublin Airport, and it shows that if approved, the flights would carry thousands of passengers between October and March. It is currently unclear which airline has made the request. Dublin Airport was contacted for comment, and Norwich Airport said slot requests are the responsibility of airlines.
Norwich City have signed one of the most impressive central defenders in the Championship by adding Harry Darling to their ranks from Swansea City. That's the verdict of Swansea reporter Tom Coleman, who works for Wales Online and has watched Darling throughout his spell in South Wales. Norwich fended off significant interest from across the Championship and Scotland to win the race to sign the 25-year-old. And the Canaries have also signed goalkeeper Riley Mitchell from Stevenage. He signed a contract until 2028 with a one-year option and will initially link up with Ollie Lee's under-21 squad ahead of next season as part of a wider revamp of their goalkeeping department. Norwich are understood to have paid a nominal fee to sign the youngster and have beaten other clubs to his signature.